there would be in the world. Amen. If the whole world, amen, would embrace Christ, amen, for who He is, and come to know Him in the fullness and the intention of what God was doing at Christmas. Amen. Thank God this morning, amen, that there is a Christ. Amen. That there is redemption. Amen. That there is salvation available to whosoever will. In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse number 23. Amen. And we'll read in Isaiah, chapter 7, after this, verse number 14. Amen. When I say Isaiah 7, you probably should already know. Amen. We are talking about the prophecy concerning Christ. We're reading, amen, a New Testament and Old Testament. God didn't have to learn anything. He's always known it. Amen. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Going to go to the Old Testament. Isaiah 7 and 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Amen. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, I thank you for the privilege to have one more time to stand on this side of eternity before this desk, God, this people, that you may, God, minister, Lord, in this house, such as be your will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, I thank you this morning that you do have a will, that you have a plan, that your desire, God, is the desire that is the greatest desire of all, that none should, God, perish, but that all should come unto everlasting life. Thank you this morning that that is your will, sir. Thank you this morning because that is your will, that you sent the Lamb of God to come in the lowly fashion of a babe. Lord, not brought into a king's palace, but God in a manger, in a stable, laid upon a bed of hay. Lord, I thank you this morning that you showed us the great humility of the Lamb of God. Likewise, being he that has humbled himself, likewise, let us humble ourselves in like manner, that we may God be exalted in due season according to your will and purpose, and that you may have all the glory, that we may speak as the oracle of thee, and that you may have praise and honor before me, and in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. For just a little while this morning, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Emmanuel, God with us. Christmas is not something that just, amen, was a spur of the moment. Christmas is something that God had in His calendar, amen, for eons and eons, amen. God, it is something that God made mention of in the book of Genesis, amen, that was going to happen, and God oversaw it, brought it to pass, amen, just like He's told Adam and Eve and Lucifer in the garden, amen. So God, when God says something, amen, it doesn't matter how many years go by, amen, whatever else happens, God's going to see to it, amen. Yeah, when Abraham, amen, had went to offer Isaac on the mount there in the land of near where present day Jerusalem is, amen, and God has provided the sacrifice. Amen. He calls God. Amen. The name which means, amen, Jehovah Jireh, which means the God that will see to it. Amen. Thank God that God will see to His Word and He will perform it. Amen. Hallelujah. The Word of God, I said in another place, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. Amen. Thank God that we have a God that not only speaks, but He performs. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it means something, amen, to have a God that is the God of His Word and the God that can do what He says, amen, that He will do. Amen. So we read two passages of Scripture, amen, Old Testament and New, realizing that one is requoting the other. Amen. Listen, the Old Testament has not been done away with. It's simply been fulfilled in Christ. Christ, everything, you can't find anything in the new that is not in the old. It's all that God has not changed. He hadn't changed His mind. He hadn't changed His motive. He hadn't changed His mode of operation. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. The God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. Amen. He's the same. Amen. What happened, Brother Joe? Amen. Old Testament. Amen. God was with man. He came upon men. Amen. New Testament. God said, I'm going to do a better covenant. Amen. And God said, I'm not only going to come on you, I'm going to be in you. Amen. So, amen. If we got a better covenant, we ought to have a better outcome. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. I said, if we got a better covenant, we should have a better outcome. Amen. And when you get a better piece of machinery, you ought to be able more productive. Amen. So God's give us something. Amen. Listen, there was folks in that Old Testament that saw what we have today, and they longed for it. David said, oh, that I had to drink of the water of the well that sits just outside the gate at Bethlehem. What's he after, Brother Joe? He's after a New Testament experience. Amen. They brought David that water from that well. They fought their way through back into where David was, offered him that water, and David said, it's not for this dispensation. Amen. He poured that water out as an offering before God. Come on. I can tell you, man can't usher in dispensations. God does that. Amen. God, amen, He's a sovereign God. Amen. He ain't asked nobody for their, amen, for their advice. Amen. If men were smart, they'd ask God for His advice. Amen. Would you lead me, Lord? Would you instruct me? Amen. Would you help me? Amen. Would you guide me, sir? Amen. Would you enable me? Amen. While you guide me. Hallelujah. Well, glory, I feel, amen, like having church. Amen. Pardon me, my voice is just a little bit on the raspy side this morning. Amen. But glory to God. Amen. I'm ready to have church. Amen. I'm ready. Amen. Thank God for Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, blessed be the Lamb of God. What men in that Old Testament and women long for is available today, full and free. And what do people do with it? Amen. They dabble. Amen. They drag their feet. Amen. When they got the best thing that heaven holds, amen, is available. Amen. Come on, God's not going to withhold. Amen. From man, God never withholds from you and I. Amen. The reason we can't have what we need from God is because we don't meet the condition and press through. Amen. For that. Amen. God's not withholding. It's God's will. Amen. Jesus gave a parable one time. Said if your son asked for an egg, you wouldn't give him a stone or whatever. Or you wouldn't give him a serpent. Amen. If he asked for bread, you wouldn't give him a stone. Amen. But he said, if you, being earthly, know how to give good gifts, how much more then will your heavenly Father give you, amen, the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? Come on with Brother Joe. Hallelujah. So God knows how to give good gifts. He longs to give good gifts. I'm going to read you a passage now before I move any further out of the book of Ezekiel. Amen. God, amen, walked with man. Amen. In that Old Testament, I'm telling you, God done some wonderful, amazing things. Amen. Never do we find in that Old Testament where God put His Spirit within man, but it came upon man as they obeyed God. Amen. Listen, God ain't touched and dealt with and used the disobedient, but He's used the obedient, amen, and the submissive throughout the Word of God. Amen. And so in Ezekiel chapter 36, amen, I'm in verse number 25, we're going to start, and I'm going to read something. We had topic of the, amen, message this morning is Emmanuel. Amen. I'm so glad this morning, amen, that I no longer, amen, Jesus done something with the disciples, but He's done something greater when He went to that cross, and He sent the Holy Ghost, and He brought about the New Testament experience. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Jesus ain't walking by me. Amen. He's living in me. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we got folks today that don't even want to believe in the new birth. Amen. I don't know why they call themselves Christians. Amen. A lot of very large name denominations have basically departed from teaching and preaching. Amen. You must be born again. Amen. If you're not born again, then you're not part of the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Old Testament experience was by faith. New Testament experience is by faith. Amen. But listen, it's not just faith. Amen. Without obedience is not faith. Amen. Real faith, amen, produces obedience. Come on. If we really believe what God said, Amen. I got a brother that's lost. He'll agree with me. Amen. That we're in the end. And then listen, he's concerned, but I tell him, no, deep down you don't believe. Amen. If you did, you'd be on your knees. Amen. I've told people that before. They got angry at me. I said, if you really believe we were that close to the, amen, the coming of the Lord, the next minute you could be out of this world, amen, and standing before God in your sin, you'd be on your knees, amen, asking God, would He wash you? Come on. If you really believed it, you may assent to it mentally, but you haven't believed in your heart. Come on, my brother Joe. Amen. If I really believe something, you know what? The only people that don't do what they really believe are insane people. Come on. You hear me? If I really believe something, and don't, amen, then I'm going to do what I believe. Hello. Come on, my brother Joe. We are what we believe. Amen. Come on with me. I said, we are what we believe. People say, oh, I don't believe that, preacher. Amen. Well, I want to tell you something. That's what this book basically declares, out of the heart. Amen. Whatever our heart says, and what we believe in our heart is what we do. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. If I'm not doing right, then my heart's not right. Come on. Now, when I say my heart, I ain't talking about that thing that pumps blood. I'm talking about my spirit. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. Get my spirit right, and I'll get right. If my spirit's out of order, I'm out of order. Amen. Got a message. God ain't let me preach it yet. Out of order or in order? Amen. I want to tell you, we got a world that's out of order. Amen. And we got a church, for the most part, that is out of order. Amen. Oh, but I can tell you, if we can get things in order, when we get things lined up, amen, like God wants, I want to tell you, lightning bolts from heaven, amen, and the power of God flows through that business, woo, and life is the outcome. Hallelujah. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse number 25, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. Amen. In Ezekiel, God is talking about a future time in the work, amen, of the New Testament era. Amen. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Will I cleanse you? A new heart. Oh, amen. Will I give you a new spirit? Will I put within you? And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I want us to know this. I went through my, amen, my text and my notes this morning. Amen. I embraced, or if you will, put in braces all of the eyes and the wheels. Amen. Now listen, a new heart. Also, will I? Amen. Come on. It don't come by the shaking of a preacher's hand. Amen. Or some ritualistic work of man. But God said, I will give you that new heart. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. This New Testament experience comes from God. Amen. If Jesus hadn't come, it'd never been available. Amen. But thank God that He came. Amen. And He made it possible. Amen. For God. Amen. To come down. Amen. And to do what He wanted to do in that Garden of Eden. To live with man in even a more intimate experience. Amen. Where He can live in my spirit. Amen. Where He's the God of my life. Where He's in control of my mind. He's in control of my faculties. He's in control of my hands, my feet, my eyes, my tongue. Hello. That's what God's after. That's why Jesus came. Amen, Brother Joe. I don't know if I believe all. Well, come on with me. That's the whole plan of God. Amen. We see it not only in the Old Testament. We see it throughout various parts of the Old Testament. We see it revealed when we come to the time when Israel is in the desert land. Amen. When Israel is in the wilderness. Amen. What is the pattern there, Brother Joe? It's a skin tent made from goat skin. Come on. Amen. And what's inside that skin tent? The Ark of the Covenant. God's dwelling there. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it's been God's will all along. Amen. To dwell in the skin tent of man. Amen. To live in our heart. Amen. To live in our spirit. Amen. Glory to God. And to cause man to do what he could never do. Amen. Without God. Amen. I heard Brother Clinton, and I was listening to him. I was working on putting the series up. Amen. That I put up on that he preached in Nebraska. Amen. He's preaching the day services, remember his name now. Amen. Was preaching the night services. Shambach. Amen. And I believe it was back in the 80s. And he's preaching on, amen, he's dealing with a whole series of six messages. Amen, I listened at him. Amen, as he introduced, amen, some things. Said when he was born in Texas, raised up, said he talked about the high jump. Amen, how that better, little better than 6 feet had been attained. Amen, or into the 7 foot range in his upper, older life. And he said, I believe that, amen, man may might be able to reach 8 foot. Amen, with high jumps. But he said, one thing that I'm quite assured of, that man will never reach 25 feet. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, he quoted about Jesus. Amen. How that perfection. He said, I want to tell you something. Jesus jumped 25 feet. Amen. Come on. What's he saying? It's impossible to live the Christian life except Christ living in you and I. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. I can tell you something. But Jesus came. We call it Christmas. Amen. He came and started a plan. Hallelujah. Amen. So that he can live in the hearts of man. Amen. And so then, he calls you and I, amen, to make that high 25-foot jump and live like nobody else in this world lives. Woo! Hallelujah! Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. These things shall you do in greater because what? I go to the Father. Amen. He finished that work. The plan had to be brought to a fullness and a completeness. Amen. Christmas is the start of that which was prophesied from old. Amen. The plan, God only hits along at it throughout the Old Testament. Amen. But glory to God, I'm telling you, that's a glorious plan that God said. Amen. Jesus is going to be Emmanuel. Amen. God in you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Amen. But I'm telling you what I believe. If we're not careful, we live far below. Amen. The privilege. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, this one thing I do. Amen. Forgetting those things which are behind. Amen. Looking forth to those things which lie before me. I press forward for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I'm looking to make that 25-foot jump. Amen. Come on with me. I'm looking for that high. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm looking, amen, to achieve what God said He wanted out of mankind. And He's going to make the way where He could. Woo! So there you go, Brother Joe, raising the bar too high. Amen. The problem has been all along that folks set the bar too low. I don't know how many of you have ever seen that black guy talked about his dad who was a cook. Amen. How that he inspired him. If you hadn't, I'll give you the link to it. It'll make you cry. Amen. It'll make you rejoice. Amen. His daddy said, always be, amen, early. Don't ever be late. Amen. He said, you always have a servant's heart and carry a big servant's towel. Amen. Glory to God. And he said, I'd rather, amen, it's by far and be proud of you if you ain't too high and don't make it than if you ain't too low and achieve. Amen. Oh, thank God for people like that. That's the way God wills. Amen. That's the way God works. Amen. There is a will of God. And it's the will of God, not that man, amen, should live like the rest of the world. Amen. Should achieve that which can only be achieved by the flesh. But it's the will of God that mankind, through Christ, I hear that old Apostle Paul say, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Amen. My. Amen. Oh, you mean Christmas is all about? I'm telling you, that's what God intended. Amen. God intended that church to be, amen, not down here amongst that world. Amen. But way up here. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To be that bright and shining light. Amen. In the world that is not like that world. Amen. But is different. Amen. Glory to God. Walks to a different beat of a drummer. Amen. Lives a different standard. Amen. Lives a life. Amen. That is set apart. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Joe. Amen. No, Brother Joe ain't meddling. Let me hurry. Amen. I'll sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness. And from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart. Amen. Will I give you, also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Amen. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I
will give you. And a heart of flesh, when he said a heart of flesh, he's not talking about, amen, a carnal heart. He's talking about a heart that can be touched, moved, amen, and led. Come on, he's talking about a spirit that can be dealt with by God. You know what's just wrong? Amen, Jesus. What did Jesus tell that church? Amen, in the book of Revelation. Amen. He said, amen, you said this, and your love has waxed cold. Amen. What do you mean by that? Wax, when it's melted, when it's hot, it takes the shape of the crucible. Amen. That is poured in. Amen. But when it's wet, when it's cold, amen, you can't mold it. You can't fashion it. Come on, Brother Joe. What's he saying? Amen. My. God said, I'm going to give you a heart, amen, that I can fashion, that I can shape, that I can change, that I can mold. Amen. I'm going to cause you to be a people, amen, that I can lead. Amen. That'll hear my voice. That'll be led by my spirit. Amen. My. They are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Behold, I say unto thee, it is not within the ability of man to attain the standard of God. Behold, therefore, I have made the way, saith the Lord, whereby man may attain. Behold, it is through the Lamb of God. I have made a way and access unto me, saith the Lord, that you might abide in me, and that I might abide in you. And so doing, saith the Lord, I have made the way whereby I may change, amen, that old stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. Behold, and I'm able, then, saith the Lord, to communicate my will and my purpose and my leadership. And behold, then, saith the Lord, I'm able to produce my ability out of thy life. Glory, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Woo! Listen, Brother Clendenin said many years ago, I heard him preaching, said, I watched that woman playing that organ. Amen. Brother Clendenin said then, he said, I don't have any arthritis in my hands. Amen. My feet. He said, if you take her brain, amen, put it in my head, amen, my hands and my feet can play that organ. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I want to quote another verse that Brother Clendenin quoted radically in these series. Let that mind that was in Christ dwell also in you. Amen. I can tell you, if His mind, amen, is at work in us by the Spirit, amen to God, what happens? Amen. We, amen, do what He does. Come on, brother. I'm not talking about little gods. I'm talking about God in you and I. Amen. Hey, I'm talking about God doing something. Adam, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the glory thereof may be unto God, not unto man. Amen. You separate Christ in you, and we will. Amen. What did old, amen, Samson say? You cut these locks off, I'm just like any other man. Come on. You take away Christ, we like any other man. I don't care what church we attend. I don't care how many times we go. Amen. I don't care how righteous we may act, how much of a show we may put on. I don't even care how much we may shout. Amen. We're the same as any other man. Come on with me. Amen. Matter of fact, Brother Clendenin, by the time he arrives at the end of the series, amen, says the reason, amen, that the release of what God's done by the Holy Ghost and by the work of the Spirit can't be brought out is because there's too much malice and envy and flesh and strife in the body. Yeah, come on with Brother Joe. Hello? What does that do? It chokes off what God's doing. Amen. Let me hurry. There is a hindrance. God has a plan, and the enemy has one as well. Amen. Listen. Come on, brother. Listen to me this morning. Amen. One of the biggest things the devil's got is doubt. He tosses up that seed of doubt. Amen. He'll smell the air up with it. Amen. Getting you to doubt what God's trying to tell you, what God's trying to do. If he can cause you to doubt, he'll rob you of everything God's trying to do in your life. My life, whoever's life that it is. He'll rob us. Amen. No wonder Jesus said in John chapter 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's come to rob us. What has he come to rob us of? What God's got. Why would he want to rob us of anything else? Amen. He don't care if you're rich in this world. He don't care if you're popular. He don't care if you're well entertained. Amen. All of that don't matter a dime to the devil, because he's got you headed right on down where he wants you. Amen. But what he does care about, amen, if you're getting too much of God's influence in your life, amen, if you're liable, come on with me, if you're liable to, amen, to go to harassing his kingdom in any measure, he's got a problem with that. Behold, I say unto thee, the thief is going to come, saith the Lord. Mark you well, as I have declared unto you the remedy for the thief. Give no place to the devil, saith the Lord. Give him no ear. Give him no attention. Behold, turn your back on self, on sin. Set your face towards Bethel. Turn your back to Ai, saith the Lord. And behold, walk with me. And behold, shall I not fulfill my word? Behold, my plan, shall I not bring it to pass, saith the Lord? Behold, if you walk with me as I have commanded, if you will do as my word has said, saith the Lord, shall I not bring forth the results therein, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. I was up here yesterday cleaning. I'm right back about the middle. Amen. Back over there on that side. God dealing with my heart about this. Amen to God. Amen. God reminded me of some things that He said to me many years ago. Amen. My. I'm telling you, some of the things that God said to me, I'm still, amen, at times the enemy has caused them to get dim. Amen. I can tell you, sometimes it's been just the aggravation of dealing with, amen, professors that has caused me to get dim. Amen, but it's still my fault. I want to tell you, I mean, it's still my fault. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe. But I can tell you, every now and then God comes by and He reminds me. Amen. Amen. I said He reminds me of some of those things that told me, amen, while I was walking, amen, down a dark road, amen, praying and talking to the Master, amen, and I tell the whole side, amen, yesterday He said, I want to tell you something, son, amen, they're still there, amen, my God, amen, it's still available, amen, to whosoever will, woo! My. Hallelujah. It's still attainable. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The horn ain't blowed yet. Amen. You're still breathing. Amen. An opportunity still stands at the door. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. And we ain't far. Amen. I don't think we ought to wait for 2019. I think we ought to get it, amen, going while it's still 2018. And we ought to march on into 2019. Amen. With a fresh vigor. Amen. And a whole new zeal. Amen. And a whole, amen. Amen. New, amen. Determination. Yeah. Glory. Woo. By your help, Lord. Amen. I'm going to let that devil feel my heel a little bit this year and more next. Come on. Amen to God. That don't matter where you are. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, how you just go to a little church. Don't ever let the devil beat you over the head with that. This church breaks all kinds of statistics. Hello? I'm going to say that again. This church breaks all kinds of statistics. Amen. That's right. Amen. I used to say there's multitudes of churches this size throughout, amen, this United States. Amen. Amen. I can tell you very few of them, amen, will have as far outreach as this one's had. Amen. In the last 20 or 30 years, amen, this little church has touched people in several countries around the world. Only God's going to know, and only eternity is going to tell all the story. Hallelujah. Amen. It don't matter who gets credit. Jesus is the one that deserves the credit. Amen. As far as man's concerned. Amen. But I can tell you, God knows how to take just a little. Amen. Don't ever let the devil lie to you about, amen, I'm just little. Amen. Come on. That little boy got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Amen. But I want to tell you something. When Jesus gets through with that 5 loaves and 2 fishes, amen, amen, he couldn't haul a truckload in there and done anywhere near. Amen. Come on with me. All them people dumping that huge bunch think they're going to change the world. Amen. If somebody will take them 5 loaves and 2 fishes and give it to Jesus, he'll do more with it. Glory. Ooh, God knows how to take that little bit, and I mean just make it go so far you can't see the end of it. Amen. I've asked God for opportunities. Amen. Sometimes they come in strange directions. I ain't even looking that way. Amen. The radio broadcast we have for this year, amen, I wasn't even looking for that. Amen. Folks got to bugging me. Finally, I got to read what they're sending me. I said, well, thank you, Lord. Amen. You've opened up a lot of doors and opportunities. Amen. And I wasn't looking down that road. I thank God, amen, that God don't, amen, and not influenced by the way we look sometimes. Come on. He's got his own way. Listen, there's been times that I visited in one direction. Amen. Had nobody come that way. Had somebody come from way up the road the other way. Amen. You never know how much influence you're going to have. Amen. I've been amazed by folks, amen, that has talked to me later in life. I've been around them earlier in their life. And if you'd asked me, I'd have told you I didn't think I had a dime worth of influence in their life. Come to find out, you had a whole lot more influence in their life than you even began to imagine. Come on. And I want to tell you something. God wants His church to have influence. Ye are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Ooh. Glory. Hallelujah. Behold, it is I, saith the Lord, that equippeth. It is I that anointeth. It is I that enableth. Behold, I say to thee, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Behold, I say unto thee, little is much. When it is given unto me, saith the Lord, and when it is blessed and broken and disseminated according to my will, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I got to hurry and close this morning. I move to where I can close. Amen. Listen, in verse number 27, and I will put my Spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. Amen. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. My. Amen. I want to tell you something. That last little portion right there speaks volumes. Amen. From there, my mind carries me back to Psalms chapter 23 when David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And the next statement that he makes, I shall not want. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means I shall not be in need and destitute. Amen. Whatever I need, amen, Jesus has made that to me. Come on. Brother Clendenin said, his old mentor said, don't be a specialist, son. Amen. You just be God's servant. Amen. Ah, come on. Whatever he said then you need, amen, whatever that is needful at the time, whether it's healing, whether it's casting out devils, whatever that it is, he'll be that. Woo! Glory! Amen. I can tell you there is one specialist. He specializes in every one of them. His name is Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. He is the author and the finisher. Amen. Whatever that you need, Christ has made that to you and I. He's made under us righteousness and wisdom and knowledge. Amen. And salvation and sanctification. All of those things. Amen. And whatever else that the saint of God needs, I want to tell you, when it's needed, the handfuls on purpose will be right there. Just like God said. Hallelujah. I've always loved that handfuls on purpose. God set it aside. Listen, God knows every one of our paths. He knows it all the way to eternity. He knows our path. And by the way, if we walk in obedience unto God, wherever they are, come on, you can't help but tell Brother Joe, Brother Abraham's walking in obedience with God. That's why that ram's in the bushes right there. Come on. I don't know how long that ram been there. Amen. God may have put him there ahead of time. God may have put him there to last. I don't know. That's God's business. But I do know one thing. Amen. That if we'll obey God and walk with God when we need it, it'll be right there. Woo! Come on. Boy, that made me feel the fire go right up my back. Amen. I want to tell you, I ain't never worked for nobody that could do that. Amen. I've worked for a lot of push. You had to beg, borrow, and steal to try to get anything done. Amen. And then you wasn't. Amen. You had to, rob Peter to pay Paul, as the old saying goes. But I can tell you, when you work for God, amen, God's already sorted all the logistics ahead of time. My. Amen. No, Brother Joe, don't have to worry about the how or the means. All I got to worry about is just simply being, amen, in His will. Let me follow Him. Let me walk with Him. Let Him live in me. My. Amen. And then when you arrive at the need, amen, the answer is right there. Sing that song, Sister Deborah does. Jesus is the answer. He's always the answer. Amen. I got to hurry and move. Amen. I'm going to move. Amen. 1 John 4:10, hearing His love, not that you love God, that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The word propitiation means an appeasing. Amen. In other words, Jesus came to appease the judgment that was against us, to satisfy, amen, that judgment. Had that not happened, man can't come to God. Man can't have any relationship with God. Amen. What do you mean, brother? Only through Jesus Christ. There is no other way to appease that sin debt. Come on. If you can't appease the sin debt, you can't have fellowship with God. That's as simple as it gets. He is my atonement. That's that blanket that covers. Amen. So that God can come and live in my spirit. Amen. In your spirit. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Jesus, you take away Christ. You've taken that away. And there is no indwelling of God. Amen. By the Spirit. All these folks try to say there's so many ways. I'm going to tell you, every one of them are ways, right? They're a way to hell. Amen. That's what they are. Amen. There's only one way to the pearly gates. Oh, my. The old crossroad and the crown that waits. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Joe. Oh, it's the old crossroads and the way called faith. There's just one way to the pearly gates. His name is Jesus. He's the propitiation. Beloved, then, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Amen. Or brought to maturity or to fruit bearing. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. In other words, because His Spirit dwells in us. Amen. And if His Spirit dwells in us, what will it do, Brother Joe? It will bear fruit. The fruit, that's... Amen. The fruit of the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Amen. Right on now. Amen. All of these are eight different manifestations of love. Amen. That's what the fruit of the Spirit is. Amen. Where love is, there'll be joy. Brother Joe's always been leery. Amen. Of angry. Amen. Of pouting Christians. Come on. Where His Spirit is, there will be joy. Joy. Amen. Now, brother, come on. That ain't just laughter. There's a joy. It's a different thing. Joy, amen, is something that you just about can't. The devil hates joy. You know why? Come on. Amen. They ain't nothing worse for the devil than a happy warrior. Woo! If he can't disgruntle you, I want to tell you, he's going to have a hard time getting anywhere. Amen. And to bother you. But if he can steal your joy, amen, you know what the Word of God says? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. For the joy that was set before Him, Amen. What was the joy, Brother Joe? Amen. The salvation of man. Amen. The will of the Father being accomplished. Amen. He loved his Father. Amen. Come on. If we love God, amen, I'm going to tell you, it brings about a peculiar kind of joy to bring about the will of God. Amen. My. It may be climbing up the rough side of the mountain. Amen. It may be a rough path. Amen. But high, deep inside, there's joy. Amen. We got that old song. I got the joy down in my heart. Come on with me. I understand. Weeping may endure for a night, but he said joy comes in the morning. Yes, there's some weeping. There's some praying. Amen. But there's some joy. Hello. If they ain't never no joy, somebody hadn't had enough of that weeping and crying. Amen. To get to that joy. Hello. That's what I told that young man. That doctor gave us some bad news about it. Amen. His child, his wife was carrying. I said, when you get where God, amen, pray through when you hear God, and God gives you a good answer, I can tell you joy will come. Amen. You rise up and run. Don't let the devil have it. Let me hurry. John 1:14, the Word is made flesh and dwell among us. We beheld His glory as the glory is only gotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. I got to hurry and try to close today. Amen. I want to read in Luke 2:25. Amen. I want to read the account of Simeon. Amen. My, they've been waiting a long time. Simeon's an old man. Amen. He's been serving God faithfully. There's a few places in the Bible that Brother Joe would like to have been. I'd like to have been anywhere that Christ was ministering. Amen. But I'd love to have been in the temple this day. Amen. And seen the light and the joy on the face of this old man. Amen. I like Ronnie Henson's song where he sings out of this chapter. Mine eyes have seen. Woo! Oh, I hadn't had to hear somebody just talk about it. My eyes have seen. I have saw it. Amen. Come on. That's the kind of thing that God wants us to be witnesses about. Amen. Let me tell you what the Lord's done for me. Amen. Not what He's done for so-and-so. Amen. But what He's done for me. Amen. In Luke 2:25, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, that was to circumcise him on the eighth day, make him a son, amen, a descendant of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. Amen. My. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Lord, I'm ready to go now. I know all is well. Woo! Amen. I'm satisfied, sir. You keep your word. Amen. Look. Amen. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Amen. And I'm fixing to close. Amen. I want to close with reading of John 14:15, starting there and reading down through the 20th verse, and then in Matthew 28:20, I'm going to close. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I want to read again, once again, the I and the wills. Verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. Amen. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Verse number 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. This is what, amen, Christmas means. This is what the will of God was. Amen. Now, Matthew 28:20. Most of us will recognize we're in the Great Commission. Amen. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Jesus laying down that Great Commission. Hallelujah. Glory. Ooh. Behold, I keep my word, saith the Lord. I finish my work. And behold, as even as I have begun a good work in you, behold, through obedience and submission, I will finish it, saith the Lord. And behold, cause you to be my servants, filled with my spirit, abiding in my love, bringing forth my life and my fruit before a world, bringing sons and daughters to Zion. Behold, in the time to come, saith the Lord, I will gather you unto myself. Behold, even as I have put my spirit within you, I also am going to gather mine elect, saith the Lord, at the time appointed. And behold, I say unto thee, it is nigh, even at the door, by the signs that I have given you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you. You're faithful. Nobody's faithful like you. Your faithfulness is astounding. May we, sir, walk with you. May we evermore know God Emmanuel. May we have that relationship with you that you have intended. May we have it to the fullest and to the utmost, that we may bring forth the will of God, that you may work in us even as you will and purpose, and that you may have all the honor and the glory and the praise. And Lord, that you may, God, in the time appointed, bring us unto you, that we may hear the words, well done. Glorious words in the name of Jesus. Let's just close in this altar this morning. Amen. This afternoon, whatever it happens to be. Amen. We're on the 23rd of December, 2018. Amen. Before this day's gone, the Lamb of God could set forth, Gabriel could set forth his lips to the horn. Christ could call his church out of this world. Amen. The dead saints rising, those which alive and remain, called up to be with him. There's nothing hindering the rapture of the church. Amen. I don't care what anybody says. There's nothing hindering it right now. Amen. We have very little time, the way I feel, left to work. Amen. We better make sure, amen, that we're laboring with all that God has given us, with every opportunity. Amen. Let us put our hand to the plow and not look back, but let us press to the measure that is Christ. Father, I thank you.